So when my dad left and walked out, I took that so personal. I took that so personal. And a lot of things that he was about that he showed to us, myself and my siblings, I didn't care about anymore. And part of that was my virginity. I felt like I was already being playful with my boyfriend at the time. But I started to explore more, and didn't feel the need to uphold some kind of example for him anymore. Part of me just felt more free, which was nice. And part of me felt lost in it. Like, I didn't really know what I was doing. But I just wanted to feel good, or feel love, or be touched, or feel closeness, physical closeness. Because physical closeness felt love, felt like love. And I wasn't receiving the love anymore from my dad. The love of him reading us stories at night, or sometimes he would rub our arm at night, or he would explain the world to us, how things worked. I remember one time there was this plastic thing on the sidewalk as we were walking by, and he kind of smashed it open, and there was material inside, and he said, "That's a tampon." He said, "That goes inside of a woman's vagina." And I was so amazed. How does he know that? How does he know what that thing is? I'd never seen one before. I just thought he knew everything. He knew how we were supposed to treat other people. He knew about the world. He was so curious. So I guess it wasn't like he knew everything, but he was curious to know more. He was hungry for knowledge. He was hungry to explore and learn and see. He liked to go camping, and he would bring us camping in some random spot and just set up some random canopy and our picnic table, and we got to hang out on the creek over the weekend and just enjoy being out in nature for the weekend with the animals and the trees and the plants. He was spontaneous. He still is. And there were so many things I loved about him. And when he left, it was so hard to lose him. It was so hard to lose a person like that in my life that I loved so many things about him. I loved how free he was, how free he is. I loved how he cares about people. I love how he doesn't act like he's better than anyone. I love how he just walks around being a human in the world. And he had anger issues, he did. Sometimes it showed through a physical mean or a verbal mean. And that was scary. But we also knew that he loved us. And he decided he wanted to start another family that was closer to where the majority of his family lived. 3.5 hours away from us, and that was when he started a new chapter, and that was so painful. But I can also understand that he was trying to do better again by starting over and trying it again with another woman and more children. And he did love us. He does love us. He has a hard time showing it. Just like I have a hard time showing it to people as well sometimes. Even my son, my own son. Even his father. I do love them very much. So I suppose I needed this experience to realize my father did love me the whole time. He's just human and imperfect, just like me. And I can understand why he hurt us, myself and my siblings. He was just trying to work through his own pain from his own family, from his own doings, his own actions. And I'm happy that I can see that now and see that I didn't need to take it personal that he left us, but of course that's what I did. I was 15. And loving myself through the things that I do that I don't love that I do is how I get to the other side of other people doing things that I don't love that they do. I can mirror that for them, for myself and then for them. That's compassion. That's compassion right there. Thank you for allowing me to see that. Thank you, thank you, thank you.